From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Kassel. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Charlie Pierce, and Maz Jobrani. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Carl threatens to shut down the show if we don't raise the rhyme ceiling. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, the annual Monaco Yacht Show attracts the wealthiest of the wealthy. But this year, it wasn't just multi-million dollar yachts being sold. This year, billionaire boat owners could also purchase what?
I'm trying to think what a billionaire boat owner might not have. And I'm coming up short.
Well, it's like $20 million under the sea.
They could buy sunken treasure. Well, wait.
Okay. They could buy a very long sandwich.
No, we're talking... You're going Jules Verne, the giant octopus.
There's a yellow version
Sherlock,
of it.
Hey, Sherlock, I just gave you a great clue.
It's a submarine.
Yes. Luxury submarines is the answer, yes. 7,000-foot-long sailboats equipped with Paris Hilton. Just don't cut it anymore. In the 1%, if you really want to show everyone just how poor they are in comparison to you, you've got to get a luxury U-boat, or as it's known, an I'm better than you boat. Starting at $4.2 million, the subs are meant to ride alongside your yacht. You get out far enough, you tip it over the edge of your boat, you explore the depths of the Mediterranean, where you get fabulous views of the undersides of other people's yachts. Please note, these luxury subs are not to be confused with Subway's luxury subs.
That's when you know you have too much money. When you're like, you know, I need a submarine.
Right.
Well, I mean, do the torpedo tubes and Polaris missile launchers still work?
That would be cool. That would be to be able to torpedo other people's yachts.
Exactly.
I would enjoy that
yeah.
a lot. Maz, in a move that's expected to save police officers time and money, a police department in Holland has started hiring detectives who are what?
Stoned. Holland, I gotta
time.
Go. Yeah. They'd be like, don't worry about it.
No worries.
They've hired police. You said policemen who are
detectives who are.
This is to save time.
Well, they're very efficient at their jobs.
They're track stars. They are.
That would be useful.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, Detective Bolt, get him!
Right.
I'll give you a hint. Officers Templeton and Ben are highly decorated and have really long tails.
Oh, they're hiring animals.
What kind of animals?
Dogs?
No.
Tails?
Hairless tails.
Hairless tails?
Yes.
Are you sure they're not stoned?
I'm pretty sure.
What animal?
I mean...
I'm a little lost here, too.
I don't know the answer. I can only guess.
Guess.
Rats.
Rats!
Ew.
Yes.
Who's Templeton?
Templeton is the rat from Charlotte's Web, you...
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Heartless calves.
What about Ratatouille? You could have given me that.
What is the name of the rat in Ratatouille?
Ratty.
Good try, Maz.
Thanks.
Excellent job.
Thank you.
Dutch criminals will soon feel the short, creepy arm of the law when a new squad of rat detectives hits the streets. Police officers in Rotterdam, are teaming up with the rodents who can supposedly sniff out crime more quickly and easily than police dogs. Instead of Turner and Hooch, it'll be Turner and Ew.
If it works, New York City could have the best police force.
I know. Charlie, the Attorney General of New York has announced the end of a year-long undercover investigation to stop what great scourge of our nation?
Dandruff.
No.
I'm narrowing it down.
I'll give you a hint. It's like when that Yelp review complimented White Castle on its clean bathrooms, you knew something was up.
What? Fraud in, like, consumer websites?
Exactly. Fraud in online reviews.
Ah.
Operation Clean Turf found companies have been pumping sites like Yelp with fake reviews. Spas, bus companies, and strip clubs were among those busted in this sting, raising the question, is there really a man who checks reviews before choosing a strip club? Ah! It says here on Yelp that Cheetah Lounge has the nakedest naked girls around. I think I'll find a well-reviewed bus company to take me there directly.
I give it 3 thumbs up. Thank you, Charlie. I debated saying that one, but I
not
did.
Not for very long.
Sorry.
Oh,
Some firms in the so-called reputation management industry were even paying people in the Philippines and Bangladesh $1 a pop to glowingly write up stores and restaurants. That does explain this Yelp review of the IHOP in Fort Worth, Texas. Loved the Rooty Tooty Fresh and Fruity. What does Rooty Tooty mean? Please send Visa.
Big Mac is number 1 American burger. Love it.